I'm Christine Dean, and this is live from Studio A. And we are very happy to be welcoming back to our studios brothers Ryan and Jesse Dermody, otherwise known as the Brothers Burn Mountain. Welcome, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us back.
And you're back because you have a new CD out, The Brothers Burn Mountain, A Thread Through the Night. And you have a release show coming up tomorrow night at the Rex in Duluth at 10 o'clock, right?
Yep, 10 o'clock. We're going to have Colleen Myrie open for us, and we're going to be joining Colleen on rhythm section, and Colleen's going to be singing with us as well.
Sounds like fun, and you guys have collaborated with Colleen a lot in the past, I know.
Yeah, we love Colleen.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get started with the song, and then we'll come back and chat about the album and what you guys have been up to. What do you want to start with here?
This is the title track. It's called A Thread Through the Night.
Shine with a thousand eyes through billowy clouds of passion skies. I feel your throne, your footsteps light. I know your tread, a thread through the night.
The Brothers Burn Mountain, live from Studio A, and the title track from their new album, A Thread Through the Night. And Ryan not even getting his guitar out on that one. Just starting out with a drum-inspired track there. Well, since that is the title track, let me ask you, what is A Thread Through the Night? What is the concept about?
Well, it really wasn't a concept. We didn't begin with A Thread Through the Night. We began with whatever wanted to flow out of us. And A Thread Through the Night was a part of that. And it's open to interpretation for us as well. But I think in the CD there's a little stanza that says, will you follow a thread in dark of night, back into the night for both living and dead? And I think just, you know, my own small interpretation is that it has to do with remembering our ancestors, our true history, musically and otherwise. And I don't know, it adds a greater depth to everything that we do. There's like eyes behind our eyes when we look at things, ears instead of our ears when we hear things, and all the senses.
Afterthoughts can be a beautiful thing where you're not thinking too much when you're in the moment of creating, and then after you've created it, then the general idea of the album as a group of songs together can come from a poem like that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because when you're creating it, you're not quite sure where it's coming from, and then you kind of look at it, and maybe you understand where it's coming from at that point, and maybe not, right?
Yeah, we try not to think about it too much. Try not to think too hard.
No, you guys are just creators, I think, and sharers of your creations, which is kind of nice. Well, so I think it's been a little while since you've been here, it sounds like you've been pretty busy. And you've kind of relocated again. Every time I talk to you, you're kind mm-hmm. of in a different place. But it sounds like you're still in this area, right?
Yeah, in a different place, but never too far from Duluth.
Yeah,
and we love it here, so we love living in the woods, and that we each have our own cabin. We're building Jesse another cabin on where we live, and we love the woods so much that we gotta be up there where we live, and not so much in the city because we're not city folk. But we love it just as much down here, and we love playing down here, but. Yeah, we live nearby.
Yeah, and you kind of have a spot now, so it's kind of almost like you're a little more settled. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, but settled, but not satisfied, definitely, I don't think there are any laurel trees or laurel leaves in our woods, so we don't have any laurel leaves to rest mm-hmm. upon, no laurels.
No, just pine trees.
Just pine trees and white birch, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds lovely. And even if you have a spot that, you're sort of settled in, you guys still travel a lot to get out on the road. I saw you'd been in Colorado not too long ago. Tell me about that. In the mountains? The mountains?
We went out there, and our good friend Kelly, who's a horse rancher, put us up at a historic horse ranch near Creed, Colorado, where President Eisenhower used to vacation. Mm. And so he took us out on our very first horse ride, and we took the video camera along, and we made a music video when we were out there. And it's kind of funny to see Jesse and I on horses, but that's kind of the center of the idea of the video. And that was in July.
Was that your first trip to Colorado, or had you been there before?
We've been going out there about once or twice a year.
Oh, okay.
Playing music.
Okay. But never on the horses before. I didn't realize that was your first time. I was watching some of the stuff on the website.
If you look closely, you can tell we're a little bit nervous. We're afraid we're going to fall off or something.
Are you going to do it again?
Oh, ride a horse or go out to Colorado?
Ride a horse.
Oh, yeah. I love it. He said we were really good first timers.
Nice. So you've been doing a little traveling, and is there touring involved in that when you're out there?
Oh, yeah. That's the main reason that mm-hmm. we go out there. Mm-hmm. And then it's, I guess it depends on how you look at it. It's kind of touring out there is kind of an excuse to go camping and go mountain hiking and, fill ourselves with the energy of the mountains.
Mm-hmm. And then bring it back to the woods.
Mm-hmm.
And then pour it into some music. So let's talk about the creation of this album. How long did you, was it in the, I mean, you guys tend to be very prolific with your albums. So you had This Is a Walk in the Woods not that long ago, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I really don't consider us prolific at all. I mean, it seems like it's not enough, to be honest with you. And I wish we could put out an album every month, and it'd be disturbing to those who don't like liveliness and comforting to those who do, And it's just what we do. It's our job. Plumbers and electricians, they have to work every day, too, and we're not so different. I mean, certain senses, it is a trade. We have to earn a living, and that's why we do it so much, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't help it anyways. May as well be earning some money as well.
So the songs just keep coming, and so, you know, you want to present them to people. Is that what you're saying? Like, you're doing this job, as you say, and
it's kind of a it's a paradox, because I, you know, at one moment in the morning, I feel like I don't care what anybody else thinks about our songs. I don't even need anybody to hear them necessarily. And then at the end of the day, just before the show, I think, well, I really do care. We're about to play in front of these good people, and, you know, we want them to enjoy themselves. So it's paradoxical for me anyway.
Okay. So tell me, well, let's hear another song. What do you guys want to play next?
This is called Where Flames Confide.
Brothers Burn Mountain, live from Studio A, and another one from their new album, A Thread Through the Night. And your guitar and drums combo on the album, but also a few other instruments I noticed. There's some really nice piano parts, I thought, in there.
Yeah, that's something. I've always played piano, but where we recorded, near where we live, there's a old high school that they turned into a community center, and we would rent the old orchestra room, which had beautiful acoustics. And the first day that we walked in there to record, there was a old church-style piano just sitting right in the corner there, and I thought, oh, we're going to have to use that for sure. So that was kind of the impetus.
So that's all you on there?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Some very nice, really nice little parts that I included on that. And then were there other, did you have any guests on there as well? I thought I heard some other sounds in there besides.
There's our phantom brother. That's kind of the ghost of a brother, which is shadows of Jesse and I that makes his way into the songs, I think.
Okay.
it's a part of our ancestry, I think.
Okay. Tell me about the song that you just did, Where Flames Confide. What inspired that one?
What are the words, Ryan? You set me going, you burst the tide, a brisk breeze blowing where flames confide. Is this the first dusk of forevermore, a fragrant music busks at our front door? I don't know. It kind of, it all makes sense to me. And we happened to start recording the song during a beautiful dusk. So,
do you have any kind of rituals or anything that you do when you're recording to kind of get yourself in the right frame of mind to do the songs? Or,
you know, we are meditative. That's a big part of our lives at home. You know, we wake up early in the morning and make our coffee and sit and stare out the window for, you know, quite a while, just to set ourselves right, you know, mind and spirit. I guess we're meditators, and that's kind of part of our ritual.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of helps you get in the frame of mind to work on the album. How long did it take to put the album together?
A lifetime.
Lives.
Yeah, a lifetime, but
yes, that makes perfect sense.
About
yes.
A year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you know when it's done? How do you know when a piece of art is done and ready?
There's usually a certain song that tells me that it's time to start really hunkering down on the weeding process. This time it was the title track, A Thread Through the Night. And I figured, you know, who knows, maybe there'll be more songs, but
I just wanted to keep going.
Yeah,
and he said,
so did
okay,
I.
Well, we better start and put these songs together so we can release it.
Yeah.
Do you usually have, you know, a batch of songs ready, or do they kind of come up as you're doing the album? I mean, does more stuff keep coming, and so it's hard to know when to stop?
Oh, I think it's different every time. We have no set way of doing things. I feel like we don't explain it too much because somehow it sets limitation for future projects. You know, we don't even talk about it too much. I know it's a good question, fair question, but it's like, I don't know how to answer that question, or maybe I don't want to.
And that's okay, because I think your guys' process, you know, is what works for you. And, you know, you've been doing this so long together, and your brothers, which, you know, so you have kind of this communication and this way of being together that just works for you, that, you know, it seems like you guys have developed through the years, and it's kind of unspoken, almost, it seems like.
Mm. It's kind of like we have our own island, maybe like a Galapagos island or something, and that's our home base and also where we create most of our songs, and then we just kind of take our unique Galapagos feel out on the road with us, and we try and introduce our little strange birds, good or bad, to whoever might want to hear.
Mm-hmm. Little strange birds, I like that. Let's hear another one. What do you guys want to do next?
This is called Study of the Thieves. It's actually an older tune.
study of the themes. The feathers are quite long, you'll find them in the leaves. Oh, now, but where is the bird? Oh, now. And the hidden garden with walls near 10 feet high.
Brothers Burn Mountain, live from Studio A. And one more thing I was going to ask you about. I saw that you have a documentary about the band that you guys did, or who did it?
That's something that we did. We actually took the name of the song Where Flames Can Fight, and that's the name of the documentary, too.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife, Jill, she helped with a lot of the video and photography and narration on that one. And she interviewed us, and so we had help.
Well,
lots of loving help.
And what was the idea behind that? Why did you want to do that? What did you want people to know about you guys when you went about that?
You know, maybe there's some people out there that are curious. Maybe they wonder. You know, they just see us at a show and they think it's mysterious or something, that we just come out of the woods in our cabin. You know, we live up in the Iron Range, off the grid, in cabins. Kind of a unique lifestyle that we have up there. Simple way of living, and that is it's our roots in music, in the nature, and the way that we live is a big part of our music. So maybe it's an insight for people to know us a little bit better.
Okay. So what's next for this album? Are you guys going to be doing some more touring, and what are you going to be doing?
Yeah, as always, out of a love, out of necessity, a love for what we do. It's perpetual. We keep going.
Anywhere new that you're excited about visiting, or?
Well, we're excited for tomorrow night. Of course, our album release.
Yeah.
What else do we got coming up?
I don't know. I mean, we're playing a lot of shows in Wisconsin and Minnesota in the next couple of months. You know, it's not so much. I think it's, we've been on tour for about 6 or 7 years right now. So, I mean, it's just every weekend, too, we play. All over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's just what we love doing.
Yeah, exactly. So you're going to keep bringing the music to the people. Yeah. And now you have the new music to bring to them.
Yeah.
And again, that show is tomorrow night at the Rex in Duluth, and it starts at 10 o'clock. And as you said, Colleen Myrie is going to be joining you guys. She's opening. You'll be playing with her, and then she's probably going to be doing some stuff with you, right, as well?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Those are the Brothers Burn Mountain, live from Studio A. Today's Live from Studio A was produced by me, Christine Dean, with help from Aaron Welch. To check out upcoming guests or to listen to previous sessions, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. This is Live from Studio A on 103.3 KUMD. Thanks for listening.